Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Well, we are here watching Taylor.
Yes, yes,
yes. Gia, what's going on?
Not much. Good day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Ooh, yes. Valentine's.
Yes. Unfortunately, this is going to come out on the 15th.
It is. But that's okay. Valentine's is a mentality. It's not. Yeah. Don't let yourself get tied to a date on Valentine's Day. Yes, the 14th is the day that we're supposed to be celebrating it, but love can be celebrated
every day,
any moment in time, so it doesn't really matter. But yes, happy Valentine's Day to all those who observe. this episode, oh wait, I wanted to say a thing about Taylor. Okay.
Oh yeah.
We usually start this episode being like, oh, blah, 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 Taylor Watch, we're here watching Taylor, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I am now starting to equate this kind of show. I'm a recap girl. Mm-hmm. We always do, like, I do the Bachelor recaps. Yeah. I love a recap, you know, discussion type show.
Yeah.
And when we say we're watching Taylor, I, in my head now, view Taylor as, like, our favorite TV show. Like,
yes.
This is, we are watching, like, oh my God, did you see this week's episode of Taylor? Like,
totally.
You will never believe what happened.
Especially with all the content that we're getting.
Yes. Yeah. Like, that's how this feels. So that is that's the mindset that I think I'm going to take forward.
Yeah. No more watching today.
We're not always feel like somebody's watching me. We're not necessarily doing that. We are watching our favorite TV show, though.
Yes.
Which happens to star Taylor Swift.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's what's happening here on Taylor Watch. That's the mentality we have. That's the vibe we have. We love it. We are here on our Thursday episode, which, of course, is where we go through everybody's voicemails, text messages, and DMs.
Yep.
If you are looking to get involved with that, go ahead onto our Taylor Watch Instagram so you can go ahead and get the phone number that you can either text or leave a voicemail, or you can just send us a DM on the Taylor Watch Instagram. We will check those as well. Mm-hmm. And you could be featured on our episodes with us and chit chat. And really, you can put whatever you want. Ask questions, things you want to say, observations you've made, conspiracy theories, like literally whatever.
Yeah.
Put it on there. We'll talk about it.
We just hit 20K on Instagram, actually.
Ooh, that's congratulations to us.
Yay!
Fabulous, fabulous. Okay, so we're going to be going through all of those. All right. We're back.
We really can't catch a break. We had an issue with the audio, and now we're having
having technical difficulties, but thankfully we are both strong, independent women, and we're able to work our way through it no matter what. You cannot break us.
No.
In this room that everybody seems to fuck up all the time. We were saying before, it's a shared space. People need to take care of the things that are in here, and they really do not.
They don't.
So that's my gripe with this studio.
Yeah.
We perhaps need to steal Erica's office. That was your suggestion.
Yes.
And I agree wholeheartedly. Maybe we'll do that. But anyway, so this episode, we're going to be going through the DMs, calls, whatever. And we also are going to be doing, in honor of Valentine's Day, a draft of the Lover album.
Yay!
Which I'm personally very excited for, because I forgot that this is like maybe a top, like top five for sure.
Mm.
But it's pretty high up for me. And I always forget that until I start listening to it.
Yeah, this is definitely maybe like bottom three.
A low one for you. Yeah. And I said, I don't really care, because that means I get all the good songs.
Yeah.
So perfect.
Yeah.
But as far as as news in Taylor.
Right.
Not a lot going on since we last chatted. Everybody
seems
to be laying low, but Gia went ahead and listened to the New Heights podcast.
Yes.
So she has a few details.
Very cute. It was a very good episode. I highly recommend listening to the whole thing. Kelsey gets involved. It's very fun. But basically, Jason just talked about how he was super overwhelmed with having Taylor in the box and all. He didn't even get to see the halftime show because all these celebrities kept coming in and wanted to talk to Taylor. And like,
they were just like coming up to the.
I guess they were all coming to the suite. Like Shaq came in and like all these other people.
I saw the picture with Shaq, obviously.
And then
that's crazy.
He said like mid-match or mid-game, Taylor was like, Jason called his name, and he turned around and Sir Paul McCartney was there and he was in shock.
That's just the craziest shit ever, because like, and Taylor has to feel good that she can bring that kind of joy to people. Like, she obviously can bring so many things to so many people, but like a major perk of her being like the most famous bitch in the world is that she can do things like, hey, look who I brought. It's Paul McCartney.
Yeah, like, literally. Would, like, hey, guys, he's my friend, Paul.
I would have a real, real life stroke, I think, if someone was behind me and was like, hey, Kelly, turn around. And it was Paul McCartney waiting for me. I don't know.
Like,
I would freak out.
Yeah.
I would freak out. That's such a huge moment. How exciting for Jason.
Jason did say that Ice Spice introduced herself as Ice.
Love it.
Yeah.
We figured as much based on her name.
And
did say that. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Travis, they talked about Andy Reid, said he, you know, it's the heat of the moment. It's not acceptable to act like that. But, you know,
oh,
you're
did
very
he?
Dedicated. Yeah, of course. They were just like, you know, it's not. It's not a good look. No one's ever going to be like, you should do that.
I love how they take accountability.
Jason held him accountable. That's great, it was very nice. Yeah.
They've got a good rapport with that kind of stuff. I love it. I love
it. They have a great...
Jason,
like,
also, I saw... Like, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I only saw clips, but I saw him tweeting that he like didn't understand something that he was talking about on the pod, and he was like apologizing for it. He was like, I should have done more research or whatever.
Yeah.
Love that too. Whatever it was. I don't really know. Something about football. Something about specifics.
Like a punt returner or something with that.
Somebody stepped on his foot or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But they're very... They're willing to admit if they've gotten something wrong.
Yes.
Which I think is an important quality.
Totally.
One that I find difficult.
Please. I can't ever admit when I'm wrong.
No, it's really hard.
But that's basically it. And they talked about the after party, how it was super fun. And Jason found the Nacho Libre mask on the ground. And decided to pick it up and put it on his face.
No.
And Kylie was just laughing. And she was like... You know, he was in bed until 12:30 this morning.
Of course. He's
really feeling the pain. Jason barely even had a voice on the pod, which is very funny. And that's basically it. They just recapped everything. It was very cute.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'll have to give that a proper listen because it does sound exciting. And I think that, what a weekend for them. What a weekend. What a week.
So fun.
What a time. Like, it's just so exciting.
And
so,
now they're all at the parade.
The parade is happening as we're recording this. You said that the mayor, I saw whispers of this. But the
city manager
basically
said, like, we may or may not have asked Taylor's team to not come to the parade because they just wouldn't be able to handle the capacity. I think last year a million people went to the parade.
Oh my God.
So I can't even imagine how much more people would show up. They basically said, maybe if you can miss it, that's fine. And she's like, listen, I gotta go. I got the biggest show of my life.
I got a jet for real.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally and figuratively,
I got a
jet. She's arrived in Australia as far as we know.
Yes.
And I didn't realize that this was the stadium that she's playing is like a cricket stadium.
Yeah, Melbourne Cricket something.
And it's like the biggest.
Cricket grounds.
And it's the biggest
stadium,
like 90, arena.
People
yeah,
or something,
something
like
that.
That. Yeah.
And that exists, right? Or something?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Yeah. There's some crazy stat about how big it is.
Oh, yeah. Capacity, 100,000 people.
Holy shit.
It's crazy.
And she's doing it 3 nights sold out. As far as I heard, they're sold out. I don't know how true that is. Like, again, the other outside of the United States, it's very different in terms of how they do ticketing because they allow like people on the ground and stuff like that. So versus like here, obviously we don't allow general admission
while the U.S.
none of the stadiums allow that.
Right.
So they can pack in a lot more people similar to like a Harry Styles show
where they let everybody in.
So I don't actually know how many. You know, how many people they actually will let in there. But if it's 100,000 people, I mean, that's fucking crazy.
So wild.
It's going to be so loud. Wow, I have chills already.
I can't wait
to wake up at 2 a.m. and start, or to stay up at least until 2 a.m. and start watching. Ooh, so exciting.
Yeah,
okay.
Very exciting.
Well, good. So our girl is safe in Australia. I did also see a clip from New Heights saying that it sounds like Travis is going to be going to Australia.
Oh, okay. I didn't see.
Or maybe I missed that. It was like, I might be jetting off, to a little island, and then he said like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to head south. That's where that's where it's best this time of year or something, what he said, which obviously we all know in Australia it's summer right now because they're south of the equator. So that I believe he'll be there.
Oof,
at some point.
I really hope that we get like a Taylor Swift, Calvin Harris, esque.
Oh, for sure. Like vacation pictures.
Definitely. Yeah.
They're going to like go on safari and shit.
Oh,
I have chills.
They're going to pet like a capybara or like maybe
a
kangaroo.
Oh my God. Maybe they'll hang out with Robert and Bindi Irwin.
Yes, that would be fabulous.
I follow them both. I'm so obsessed with them.
I love Robert Irwin.
Precious
I would
family.
Actually give up a limb to marry him.
No, straight up. Like he is the sweet, like the
so
kindest
sweet and
soul.
So hot.
So
have you ever
adorable.
Seen the video of him? They like, I don't know if it was bred for the first time. It was like a certain type of turtle or a certain type of fish or something. And it
oh
was
my God,
like bred
he's
and kept,
plant- I have.
And he like
and
let
like,
it in
yes.
into the cap. And he starts crying. Oh my God.
No, stop.
Robert.
He has the most beautiful soul of all time. So
yes,
I hope that Taylor gets to meet up with Robert and Bindi Irwin. And Bindi Sue Irwin, that's her Instagram name. That's her Instagram name. But so, whatever. So Australia's going to be tremendous.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear and see all about it. She'll be there for 2 weekends in a row. Travis is partying it up at his parade.
Mm-hmm.
And the world continues to spin.
I think it's funny how... you can tell when a Swiftie became a Swiftie based off if they know, like, the 1989 Calvin Harris lore. You know what I mean?
100%, yes.
Because I feel like I saw so many tweets of Swiftie accounts being like, we've never, like, we're being fed, like, we never got anything like this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys clearly.
I said, you haven't been around long enough.
Not there for the Calvin Harris
right.
Bleachella of it all.
No,
because
you really were.
There was so much content.
She was on That Swan, and she cooks too. Yeah. People don't forget.
Yeah, she's jumping on a trampoline. Mm-hmm. They're posting kissing pictures.
They're making snowmen with Austin Swift.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And I think, but to be fair, the fandom that she has now and also the like size of the internet now
right.
is a lot different.
That's
like
so
it's
true.
Like we are seeing so much like you know you should go looking for the Calvin Harris photos. You should go learn more about the lore cuz it's correct. She wasn't always so closed off mm-hmm. about her relationships. That secrecy in relationships really was pretty confined to Joe. Like that it was pretty much just Joe that she was really private.
Even
about
like Tom Hiddleston, they were gallivanting
all over
about.
The place. Yeah. Not so much like public appearances, but like you know,
paparazzi
pics.
Yeah,
he was always at our
public.
House in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Paparazzi pics.
I Heart TS,
never forget. Like it's, you know, there she was a lot more laid back and mm-hmm. I think that the Joe years made her afraid. And now she's coming back out of her shell.
Yeah, I agree.
She also posted on TikTok. Wait, this is so crazy. She posted on TikTok you know, bring your parents, they said.
Yeah.
Like, it's a family party, they said. Yeah. And it's her, Travis, and both of her parents in the club.
Yeah.
And, which Andrea Swift, all I had to do was ask, where is she? And
where is she? There,
she
pops
She's
right
at
up.
The fucking club, so she's so fine. Not worried about her anymore. But then the crazy thing about it, though, hilarious video, obviously. Cool that she like posted on her TikTok.
Yeah, very
she's
cute.
You know, doing something casual and fun like that. Like, she, I feel, has this reputation now because we all are so like watching every move, looking for clues and mm-hmm. things like that, that she can't just like post something that means nothing.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that she's like at the club with her parents. And so it's fun that she's posting these things. The kicker, though, is that in this video, they're at the club. At the Wynn, I believe, in Las Vegas. And they, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure is where all of Barstool Sports was staying, was at the Wynn.
Oh, I know Dave stayed at the Wynn and Big Cat stayed at the Wynn.
Right.
I don't think, the rest stayed at MGM.
Oh, okay. Regardless, they were staying at the fucking Wynn and like they're all, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mistakes were made all around. Like people have been making mistakes. So, What's Your Fantasy by Ludacris was playing in the background at the club. Like, you know. Club music.
Obviously.
Taylor posted it to TikTok and fucking petty ass TikTok, who is now embroiled in this UMG music rights situation, which I don't even think we talked about on here.
I don't think we did.
It just became a huge thing. It's all UMG artists. Taylor Swift happens to be one of them, but I guess so is Ludacris because they hit her with a copyright and they removed the sound.
It's
because
crazy.
It was playing out loud in the club that she was videoing.
Even Taylor Swift gets fucking hit with the copyright shit. It's so annoying.
Absolutely nuts.
TikTok's just not as fun anymore without like being able to lip sync to fucking Taylor Swift.
That's half the point of it.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
I've been slacking on TikTok posting for sure. I haven't been posting that much. I've also like I've just not been feeling it. I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like sick of seeing myself and I need that to turn right around. Like I'll go through phases where it's like I can't look at myself, I can't hear myself, like it's too much whatever, and then one day I'll be like, oh wait, I'm amazing and perfect and everyone needs to see me.
Yeah,
and then
obviously.
And you can all tell, like it's a very specific switch.
Yeah,
and right now the switch is off, but hopefully
I saw you posted a little
soon.
Fit check.
I posted one yesterday
day,
or the other day. Monday.
Yeah,
I was trying
cute.
To get it. I was going to do one today, and then I had boxes all over my house. I also have started a bunch of...
I get that.
I've started a bunch of projects in my house. Gia, I'm biting off more than I can chew. I'm just trying to fill up the time, you know?
Right. I get that.
And I've started a bunch of projects, and so now I have boxes and, like, wallpaper everywhere on the floor, and I'm wallpapering, like, this...
Okay.
This, what is it called? Like I have this like dresser thing that I have, but I don't like the color of it.
Okay.
So I've got like peel and stick wallpaper to put on it. I think
oh,
that's kind of
cool. Can you put wallpaper on a dresser?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like vinyl. It's
oh,
not
love.
Actually wood
okay,
or anything.
Okay, right, right. Oh,
so
okay.
I'm changing it. It was like a cheap ass thing that I hate so much. And
right.
I got a new dresser because I have no storage space in my fucking room. Everything's a mess. Everything's a mess. And I bought a little like chandelier kind of lamp thing I'm gonna try to install on the ceiling.
Lovely.
No, Gia, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm off the rails. Anyway, so I didn't do the fit check. None of that matters. None of it matters. TikTok sucks now.
No, that does matter. Okay. Yeah. Fit checks matter.
Fit checks do matter.
Yeah.
And I'll get there. I'll get back. Spring's coming. Spring's right around the corner.
Exactly. I kind of went through a little bit of a phase like the past 2 weeks too, just like not posting because yeah. I just was not feeling like myself.
Seasonal depression is very real.
So real.
And I have to give myself grace for that because we're sad girls at heart all the time.
Please.
All it takes is one minor inconvenience to derail the whole
all
day.
All it takes is a cloud, like a dreary cloud. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, this is the end of my life.
If the lighting's not right, I don't want to leave the house. Yeah, like it's tough. It's tough. But you know, we're working through it. It's fine. Fuck TikTok for taking off Taylor's, the sound on our TikTok. So dumb.
I know.
But apart from that, she's safe and sound in Australia. We're having a great time. Can't wait to see what the concerts
yes,
bring.
Yes, very, very excited.
Shall we get into our lovely fans? Hear
Let's
from the lovely
get
fans.
Into it. Yes.
Okay. Ours and Taylor's fans. More Taylor's than ours.
Hi, guys. I love Taylor Watch, and
ooh,
I feel like this week has been so big for Swifties in general, and
huge.
I just want to hear your thoughts about Taylor, like, being out for the first time, basically. You know, us seeing her so public is one thing with a relationship, but I think for anyone, and like I'm sure, you know, even Kelly had posted, and me as someone who's obsessed with, you know, these celebrities and things that they do, seeing the videos of Taylor and Travis singing her song in the club looked fake. Like, I probably watched the video a million times.
Yeah.
And it just, some people probably don't get the phenomenon about it, but just seeing her out in a club, seeing her songs, it's different when you see a rapper go to a club with a DJ and they're playing their songs. This is just some type of other level. And I think I want to hear your thoughts of her, like, feeling comfortable enough to post that TikTok. It's just kind of crazy how much she is showing. And I think that, you know, I have an argument with my dad that he thinks that maybe she's being overexposed now. I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you. Love that. The overexposure thing. I don't think that the overexposure is her fault.
Yeah.
I think the overexposure is the obsession.
Totally.
And it's always been like that.
Yeah.
Like, she barely, like, she is just existing.
Yeah.
What is happening is that every person on earth is taking photos and videos of every move that she makes and every single thing that she does. And then every news outlet picks it up and shares it. And every Pop Bass, Pop Crave, Pop This, Taylor Watch, Chicks in the Office.
Yeah.
Like, all we do is repost the same thing and talk about the same thing. So that is the overexposure is, like, our fault. Like, that,
totally.
If that happens or people feel that way, that's the fault of the media, and I feel bad about that. And you know, I think about that, like, I think about all whenever I'm gonna go do a blog, like, sometimes I won't blog something about her because I'm like, why am I, like, am I doing this for clicks or am I doing this because it's important news?
Right.
A lot of the time it's clicks, and I don't do it, and then I have to wrestle with, like, am I gonna get in trouble if I don't post anything?
Right.
But usually, like, I've talked to myself to a way that it's like, no, this isn't important. This is just, you know, people are posting it nonstop online for the sake of posting it online. As far as her being in the club, that is, that's an
crazy
anomaly.
Yeah.
What other celebrities even, like, we see Taylor, the only time we ever see Taylor letting loose and dancing and having a good time are at award shows.
Yeah.
We never see her. Like,
And Bleachella.
Right. But that was like one video from the Met Gala.
No,
right.
There were so many videos of her from Coachella, actually. I didn't even realize. But
wait, from Coachella?
Yeah, from when Calvin Harris performed. And she had bleached hair. And there was so many videos of her. And she, like, was posting them, too.
Damn, I don't remember those at all.
I only remember because a TikTok came up on my For You page recently, and it literally, like, unlocked a hidden memory where I was like, I totally forgot. But she, like, was posting so much, and they were drinking and having so much fun and partying.
Huh.
And,
I don't remember that at all. So I missed that. Or maybe it's, maybe it's a buried memory. Like, maybe I just.
I'm sure if you saw pictures, it would.
Yeah.
It would
when
your
we
memory.
Collectively as a society of Swifties decided fuck Calvin Harris.
Yeah. I forgot that you existed.
Yeah. Literally. So I think that it's happy and exciting that she, like our friend caller just said, that she is feeling comfortable enough to, like, be herself and post in the club and, like, do whatever. Because this girl deserves a fucking break. She deserves to break it down at the club. And of course they're going to play her song. They play her song everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. If she were there or not, Love Story would have been blasting over the speakers.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Did you see that tweet from that Swiftie account that was like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, he's bringing her to the club. Like,
oh, yes.
He's bringing her around drugs and alcohol.
Yes. Yes. And everyone... Okay, I'm officially out on this. Yeah. He's bringing her around these drugs. Did we? Ah, man. Because I saw so many hilarious
so many
fake
funny
ones, like,
retweets and, yeah, like joking about her. It. But that's, damn. It's like, she's a normal human being. Every once in a while, she's going to want to go to the club. Like, doesn't mean it's just insane. So many people were giving her shit about it. I wish
I could find one of the fake ones. I don't even know how to look for it because they are so funny. Well, while you look, I just found another one from our DMs where the video, I don't know if you guys saw, of Taylor and Travis walking and she like puts her hand on his stomach and like rubs his stomach. Someone tweeted, Taylor Swift, first cis woman to impregnate a man. She just can't stop making her story.
Yeah. I love that.
It has nothing to do with, but it just popped up in my thing of our messages. But yeah, no, it was somebody was like, okay, I've had enough or I've seen enough. He's bringing her to places around drugs and I'm concerned and blah, 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 blah.
It's just so stupid. Because they were
sitting up on top of, you know, typical club behavior.
Yeah.
Lounge behavior. They're sitting up on top of a thing and everyone's passing around a joint. Were they smoking weed?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It was definitely weed. Okay. It probably was like a spliff, but whatever, regardless. Because I don't know if you can. No, it's Vegas.
But
it's
legal.
I don't
think Travis can smoke weed.
I think he can now. I think the Super Bowl's over. You know, he probably has enough time where he can smoke a little weed now and then clean it up before he has to get back to training.
Interesting.
So, but that's a good point, Gia. I'm not sure. But I mean, whatever. He just won the fucking Super Bowl. He's going to smoke a little weed.
Yeah.
That's whatever. Who's going to get mad at him?
I still don't understand why they drug test for weed.
I don't either.
In general,
I think it's stupid as hell. But yeah, it also doesn't even look like Taylor smoked the weed.
No.
So who cares? But also, that girl smokes weed. Like, she smokes weed. You
Please.
Didn't listen
you don't
to
think
nights?
She wrote Lavender Haze, not fucking stone out of her mind.
It's like kids. Let's get our heads
Please.
On straight.
Weed to, is like, tight, okay?
Weed is
cool.
So tight. Like, weed is the coolest. Weed is the coolest.
Yeah,
I smoke weed every day. So I take edibles every day.
Yeah.
I smoke weed every day. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, that is
no,
I come home and I look at the clock and I think, oh, it's like, you know how sometimes people like, oh, I don't, you know, it's wait till 5 o'clock to start drinking. Mine is I come home and I'm like, is it too early to puff my pen?
I literally am jacket off, bag off, work clothes off, into my jams, pen
immediately.
It's probably like 5:30.
Cook myself dinner. I get a little high, cook myself dinner.
Oh, totally.
It makes everything better.
Yeah,
this is a pro weed podcast.
Yes, we are very much pro weed. We're very much Taylor Swift.
The picture of
pro.
Totally the pictures of some of the midnights, like the videos that play behind the songs.
Oh yeah,
I don't know which ones where she's high as balls.
I posted
with her red ass
rain on my story, and in the background she's wearing like bright green
glitter
eyeshadow. She looks up. She like takes a deep breath. I'm like, you're so high.
She's like
video.
Looking around
and
then she looks right in the camera and her eyes are like the reddest eyes you've ever seen. Like she's that girl is stoned.
Yeah.
And listen, it opens up a part of your brain sometimes.
Totally.
Makes
creative,
you feel good.
Creative for sure.
So get off her ass. Okay. Yeah. But yes, it is crazy to see her in the club.
It does feel fake. Like looking at all those videos, it's like I can't even believe that I'm seeing what I'm seeing.
She just looks so normal.
Yeah.
Like
totally.
She's just like us.
She's just like us. And that's why we love her.
And that's why we love her. Yeah.
Hi guys, this is Maya again. So I kind of have a weird question. I feel like we're in 2016 again. Like I feel like everybody's a hater. Mm-hmm. Like all of my friends, a lot of my family, not big fans of Taylor. I feel like I don't really have anybody around me that are close friends with Taylor. And like TikTok is nonstop hate. So I'm just wondering how you guys deal with that. During her first rap era, I was kind of young and I didn't have TikTok. And it kind of feels worse now.
TikTok
like,
didn't exist.
Like
no.
Just
yeah.
Gross. It's just gross and stupid and I'm really tired of it.
Yes,
so just,
girl.
How do you deal with that?
Get it out. Okay. Yes. That's
yeah.
exactly how I feel
it
when I get mad. When people are talking shit online, I'm like, this is disgusting. It's the worst. I'm with you, girl.
This is
I am
gross.
With you.
Yeah.
It is gross and it's terrible. Yeah. A couple of things about that. One, TikTok did not exist for
the reputation, 2016.
The Kim K thing.
Yeah.
And thank fucking God
it
didn't.
Oh, my God.
Because it would have been 10 times worse than it already was. I think it's hard for people who don't remember it at the time or people that weren't paying attention at the time to realize how awful that time was for Taylor. Like it was like you think Taylor Swift is in the news a lot now. It was
insane, unbelievable,
and it was the most disgusting kind of hate. Like, yeah. Hate coming out of people's mouths that were like reputable newscasters and like people that yeah. other people like
slut shaming
trust.
Her. Oh my and god, like body shaming her.
It was crazy. Yeah. Like yeah. shit that you could never say now, do now. How, yeah. places, ways you can never act now. Whatever. People were acting like that. Everything, the negativity that you're seeing now, it was exactly that, but like just magnified.
Yeah.
So I think. It does really feel, some of the things I'm seeing make me feel like it's back at that time. Mm-hmm. And it stresses me out and upsets me too, because it makes me feel like people haven't learned from their mistakes. Whereas at the beginning of all of this, like hullabaloo, people were very like, we're not going to tear her down this time. We learned our lesson, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Something you have to remember is that, I think we said this on Tuesday, that people are so afraid of other people having success, having happiness, having a positive attitude.
Especially a woman
being a good person. Yeah. Like it's almost like it's too good to be true and they can't believe it. So they have to tear it down.
Yeah, totally.
And that's their fucking problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And to your like friends, family, whatever, you know, all you have to do is feel bad for them and be like, wow, you guys are really like, you're going to tear down like one of the most inspiring women yeah, of all time yeah. because you are sick of like hearing about her in the news. Grow up, like literally yeah. grow up. It's insane. You are not alone. Taylor Watch is here for you.
Yeah.
We are here. Yes. Plenty of Swifties are around fighting the good fight, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
However, it is frustrating to hear your friends talk shit, especially like people that you like and respect who yeah. suddenly say something in like a flippant way.
And you're like, wait, what? How could you even think that?
I know. Yeah. And it's like pretty fucked up. And it definitely makes me think of people differently when they start going off like that.
Oh,
like
also totally.
Being like, oh, okay, bitch. Like as yeah. soon as you kind of talk a little bit of shit, I'm like, maybe we're not the same.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you have to remember that not everybody feels as passionately as we do about these things.
Right.
And I know that like sometimes I take criticism of Taylor Swift personally because I identify so much.
Yeah,
or we like
so,
try to. We
yeah,
try to
totally.
Identify so much. So it feels like
yeah,
right, well,
when they
you're
come
gonna
to her,
say that
come, yeah.
right. If you're gonna say that shit about her, like I'm offended because
yeah.
what stop you from doing saying the same thing about me and like obviously a much lesser scale or like friend, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
The negativity is bad and I think that it's just
it's also I just feel like it comes with the fame, which sucks to say,
totally.
But like she's so famous that I think she's just bound to have haters no matter what. And the internet has become so widespread, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. There's so many platforms for people to voice their toxic opinions, their bad opinions, their hate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of that thing where, like, if you see it, like, just block the person or like
don't go down
keep swiping.
The,
yeah, don't go down the rabbit hole.
Don't go down the rabbit hole and read them all. I
yeah,
do that sometimes at night. Like I'll see one. I'll be like looking for Taylor Swift stuff, you know, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And something will pop up that's negative, and I'll kind of look in the replies and stuff, and I'll like get pissed off.
Yeah,
and I'm like, am I going to start arguing
because
with these people
not,
right now?
Yeah, not everyone
and I don't,
is going
to
see Taylor Swift the way that we do, and it's like
yes
it's just you're fighting with idiots that obviously
you're also fighting with people that just are bored and want to get a rise out
yes.
of people. Like people love to like needle
troll.
Others and troll
yeah.
others. It's fucking crazy. But wait, the TikTok thing though, all the hate on TikTok, I have I wrote a blog about this because a girl posted this theory and I completely agree with it, especially now after this like petty TikTok bullshit of taking Taylor Swift's sound away on her TikTok. Like I wish that she would like say fuck TikTok, I'm never using it again
right.
after that because it was so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This girl posts here's my blog title. I said, is TikTok manipulating the algorithm to spread anti-Taylor Swift videos so they don't have to make a deal with UMG
Ooh.
To host her music on their platform?
Oh.
So this girl posted this theory. She said, a colleague said her TikTok feed today was absolutely flooded with anti-Taylor content after it being nearly completely absent. I realize the Grammys just happened and certain fans of other artists who think their favorites should have won over Midnight's are salty. This was like a week ago, by the way. But the complete changing over of the algorithm of what she was being shown in her feed is just bizarre. I just realized something else. Taylor and many other artists' music was just pulled from TikTok by UMG. They are betting that Taylor's popularity will force TikTok to the bargaining table. TikTok doesn't want to do that. So if you're TikTok, wouldn't pushing anti-Taylor videos into people's algorithms, making her unpopular, be in your best
wow.
interest business-wise?
That definitely makes sense.
And so I didn't in a million years think about it from that side until I noticed in my own feed anti-Taylor
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I've been getting stuff
like,
too.
I am all we do is we are extremely pro Taylor Swift. I like never do I interact with negativity.
Yeah.
I never saw negativity for Taylor. I'm just not on that side. I'm not on Taylor hater TikTok.
Yeah.
But it was being pushed into my feed. And I understand, like, there's the Taylor Swift connection, but why am I getting served this hate shit? And I'm sorry, but I'm forced to believe that that is a pretty, pretty good theory.
No, that's a good theory for sure. I think
it
will be very unsuccessful.
Very unsuccessful. Yeah, but then taking away the sound on her thing makes me think, they're pissed at Taylor Swift. Like, why the fuck? That's the craziest thing ever. You're not allowed to record a video in public with a song playing in the background anymore. TikTok's gonna take that off. If that's how TikTok is gonna start playing their games, then like fuck TikTok. Like I don't care that much about it. It's become so overrun with ads now that you can barely even.
The fucking TikTok shop is awful.
It's awful. Yeah. It's everywhere. Every single tweet is a. You guys, I'm just showing you this because
here's my honest review. Yeah, like, I'm not like
normally
else.
I wouldn't do this, but you guys have to watch me curl my hair for the next 4 minutes, and then I'm telling you about this bullshit. Like. Bitch, it's a curling iron.
Like we all
it's
heard
a curling
of the beach
iron.
Waiver, yeah.
Every single one is the same.
Yeah.
So fuck TikTok, and I think that people are trying to keep her down, keep us down, and we're not going to let it happen. Let it happen. Don't be discouraged. We're here for you.
Yes. It's also just like
we here for you. Succession.
Oh, I've never watched.
Oh no, Gia, you have to watch.
I know.
You know what? I also said something the other day that I wanted to ask you if you got. Because I felt like, fuck, what was it? I said something that I thought was fucking hilarious and you like didn't even react. And I was like, oh shit, does she not know that? And I forgot to like go back to it.
No, I don't.
Damn,
I
don't know what it was. I'll remember later.
Okay. But there's a little bit of a...
The age gap?
I wouldn't even say age gap, but like I feel like...
No, it's a little bit.
99, like it's right on the cusp of 2000. So like I didn't get all those 90s stuff, you know?
You and my brother are like a year apart and you get some of the older stuff because of your sister and he gets some of the older stuff because of me. But then there are other things that are missed.
Yeah, there's so much that
did I say? It like really, really cracked me up and I...
You're just dying laughing.
You were just like, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, oh, no.
Just absolute pity laugh.
I'll remember. Yeah. But I appreciate that. Pity laugh all day long. Anyway, next call.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. It's Caitlin from Colorado.
Hey,
love
Caitlin.
The new voicemail. I just wanted to say thank you, first of all, for sharing my voicemail and my poem about the smallest man who ever lived, Dante.
Fabulous.
I freaked out,
sent it to all my family. I literally look forward to watching Taylor Watch every single week.
Aww.
I love you guys so much. I love your opinions.
Thank you so much, Caitlin.
I just got done with the new episode. I'm so happy that you brought up the election at the end because my family was fighting over politics the other day, like every family does.
Of course.
And I told my mother that I was going to write Taylor onto my ballot, honestly, at this point. I think it is a little ridiculous what Republicans and Democrats are doing at this time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm also happy that you said people are afraid of Taylor and her success. And my mom, who is like not a huge Swiftie, but she knows I am. And I'm a reformed Dallas Cowboys fan because, you know, I'm getting sick of them losing every year. So go
Fair.
Chiefs.
My mom was so happy
after the Chiefs game and it was great. And she finally was like, people are just jealous of Taylor. That's what it is. People are just jealous of Taylor. They're jealous of her success. They're jealous of what she has.
100%.
People can hate on her all they want. Swifties know better. Like, she's going to keep winning because she is a good human. Mm-hmm. And that's just how life works. Because, you know, nice guys don't finish last. And Taylor's going to keep winning. So I do have a question for you. My question is, if Taylor Swift ever ran for president, and I say this while looking at my Taylor Swift 2024 flag, what do you think her slogan would be for America?
It would be "Baby, let the games begin."
Anyway, I love you guys so much. Keep up the great work. You guys are doing great, and I will keep listening.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks,
love you.
Caitlin. Love that. Hilarious.
Baby, let the games begin.
Baby, let the games begin. Like, no, it wouldn't be that.
What's like a lyric from like Miss Americana, like
that's how it's just
it's you and me.
That's my whole world. It's you and me. That's my whole world. And that's it.
on the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
what could it be? It would be I'm drunk in the back of the car and I cried like a baby.
Cry like a baby.
What's something
or maybe
that,
like something like long live, like bring on all the pretenders.
Yeah, 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 right.
Or something.
Bring on all the pretenders, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd have to let's give that one a little more thought and we'll come back and we'll think more about it because that's actually a really fun like exercise. Like what would Taylor Swift's campaign slogan be?
Yeah.
Those listening, if you want to be, if you want to come for next week's Thursday episode, submit what you think Taylor Swift's campaign slogan would be if she were to run for president. I think that writing in Taylor's name on the ballot is so funny. Like if Taylor even made that joke and was like, listen, I don't know what to do. Just like throw my name on the ballot. I think that she would like accidentally get elected president.
I could honestly I would see do it. That happen if she was like, guys, like you know, Kanye is like, oh, I'm running for president.
Right.
So like people wrote his name in. Like if she joked around and said something like that, like I would vote for her.
I would do it. I would do it. What other option do we have?
Yeah, literally.
But no, we don't need our girl to be president ever because number one, it ages you 100 years. And then number two, it's just like a lot of work.
Yeah, totally.
She's biz. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to take away any time from her songwriting. She doesn't need to focus on the state of the world. Leave that up to the, you know, the stuffy people in Congress who have no pulse on the world at all whatsoever.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
So what else did she say in that voicemail? Loved everything she said.
Yeah. Just
what the question was, the campaign song thing. We'll get back to you because that's a really funny thing. But I don't know. But it would be tremendous. It would be so good.
What's that? You need to calm down.
Yeah, you need to calm down.
That's a good one, too.
Life is a willow and it bends right to my wind.
Oh, I like that.
That's one of my favorite lines.
Okay, I'm going to get right into this. I have a huge Taylor Swift problem and I need my girls to help me out.
Okay.
So I have been with my boyfriend for 5 years.
Uh-oh.
He very clearly hates Taylor Swift.
Dump him.
Almost with a passion. And I have been a Taylor Swift fan before liking Taylor Swift was even cool. I got hated for liking Taylor Swift in high school.
Yep.
That's how dedicated of a fan I am.
Yep.
He, like, will not. Well, he used to state his passion for hating Taylor Swift every time I brought her up. Now I've had the conversation, okay, this makes me happy. Please just let me like this. Please just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And he's gotten better about it, but he's still like, when she released the new album, the first thing I wanted to do was say, because I live with him, hey, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, Taylor Swift dropped a new album, but I couldn't. And this isn't a boyfriend I can just toss away. Like, this is the love of my life, and one of his very few flaws. So what is your advice? How do I slowly make him like Taylor Swift? Because anything Taylor Swift related, he hates. Used to not mind Travis Kelce. Now he hates Travis Kelce. Was telling me I'm stupid for... Okay, he didn't tell me I was stupid.
Well,
he's a very kind guy, but he said,
he implied
don't watch the Grammys. You know, he is a nice guy. That is his few flaw. I don't know why he does not like her.
He doesn't really sound nice.
I don't know. What is your advice? I write and give emails all the time, so I trust you, girlies.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Please
love
give
you.
Me your honest
Hang
advice.
In there, girl.
I can take it how it is. Love you both. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Hang in there. That's a tough battle to fight. You're fighting the good fight.
You really are. And again, it's like you got to keep fighting. But
yeah.
So I have a couple follow-up questions.
Mm.
One is how dare he? Yeah. Like, how dare he?
Number one, how dare you?
Yeah. But I wonder, like, it sounds like you've had the conversation, like, what's the big deal? Can you just let me like this thing? Obviously, Taylor so famously said, like, I think that it's not cool to make fun of something that people feel excited about. Like, the worst thing you can do is, like, what's that quote? She's like, the lamest thing you can do is,
make someone feel bad for being happy or liking something. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's uncool to do that. So I don't understand, like, why he has such a problem with you liking it. I think the question, like, it lies deeper than that. Like, if it's to the point where he hates her so much that he now hates Travis Kelce because he's dating her, you need to sit down with him and be like,
yeah,
babe, for real? Like, you're the love of my life. We've been dating for 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of this artist, and I'm excited about it, and there's so much going on, and she's relevant. And
yeah.
This could have been something that we, like, bonded on football-wise and whatever. But, like, be real with me. What is the deep-rooted, be as honest as you can be. What is the problem? Like, did you date someone in the past who was obsessed with Taylor Swift?
Right.
And they rub you the wrong way?
Yeah.
Like, who in your life like Taylor Swift that you now hate, that you've transferred that hate to Taylor Swift?
Because it has to be some sort of other issue that's just projecting into 100%. Taylor Swift.
And maybe he's embarrassed to say it, or maybe he's too embarrassed to, like, acknowledge the fact.
Right.
That something
it's deeper
it's deeper than Taylor Swift, and it's clearly deeper than Taylor Swift, because again, like, any man that has so much hatred for this woman without, like, a reason for it is sus to me.
Totally,
what is your problem?
And, like, it's even worse to me with that she said to him, like, oh, I really like her, like, I've been a fan forever, I've been a fan since,
like, just
day
let me
one.
Have this,
like, why go out of your way to, like, be rude and make rude comments or whatever? Like, I feel like she should maybe be like, when you say that, you're hurting me. Like,
right. It makes me feel stupid.
Yeah,
like, why are you trying to make me feel stupid for liking something? Like, I wouldn't. And it doesn't sound like she does that same thing to him about anything.
Totally. No.
So it's like, why make me feel dumb about something that's exciting, that makes me feel like I'm a part of a community, makes me feel, you know, happy? Like, what's wrong with that? So, yes, but I am more than certain that this is a deep-seated issue stemming from elsewhere.
Yeah.
It can't be about Taylor Swift. Like, no one has hate for Taylor Swift that is only about her.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
It's just very, very weird.
Sometimes I'll hate things, Gia, that, like, I'll like, break up, you know, I'll go through a breakup, right?
Mm.
I'm trying to think of a very specific example. Oh.
Oh.
I didn't eat Taco Bell for, like, I don't know, 2.5 years, Gia.
Just out of spite?
Because I got dumped,
and
my ex started dating someone new, and she talked about how she liked Taco Bell all the time.
Oh,
and I was
like,
fuck that bitch and fuck Taco Bell. And I'm not kidding, 2.5 years, I could not even stomach Taco Bell, because I was like, fuck that cunt.
Yeah.
She likes Taco Bell. I'll never have it again. I've since gotten over it. It was a real issue, though. Like,
I had to be like, Kelly,
you're insane.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's delicious.
Yeah, like,
and it's not
yourself.
Just for her.
Yeah.
Just because she likes Taco Bell doesn't mean
that
you
get
can't,
any,
like,
money based off you
she
paying.
She gets nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, she's not gatekeeping Taco Bell from you.
Yeah.
It's okay that you share an interest.
Right.
She can still be a cunt. And you can also still like Taco Bell.
Right.
Like, that's
how
it goes. Like, that's how dumb things can be sometimes. So it
maybe
might
he
be,
had someone, like, wrong him that is a huge
that's
Swiftie.
That's a huge Swiftie.
Yeah.
And it stemmed from there. And now he associates all those bad feelings with Taylor Swift and is projecting them onto you for no reason. And you don't deserve that, girlfriend.
No, you don't.
So get to the root of it. Get to the root. Have a sit-down conversation. Maybe cook a nice meal. A nice meal. Pour a glass of wine. Sit down. Be like, listen, babe, we got to talk.
Yeah.
And it's not what you think.
Or maybe set him up. Like, start playing a song by her.
Yeah.
Start, like, dancing, have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Maybe,
and,
like
see
like,
how
provoke
he reacts.
Him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
poke the bear.
Poke the bear a little bit. Yeah, you don't have to start it. Just be, like, going about your day, like, this is crazy. Just, like,
and
put on some Taylor.
And be like, oh, my God, I love this song.
And just, like, be having a good time, like, enjoying yourself.
Yeah, and if he's a dick about it, be like, what's the tea?
Be like, listen, shut it off. Record scratch. Let's talk about this now. We got to talk about this.
Yeah, we need to sit down and have a heart to heart, because who wronged you?
Who did it?
Who did that to
you? Who done it?
Yeah.
Who done it?
But hang in there, girlfriend.
Hang in there.
Please.
You'll be okay. You'll make it through. If he is, and I think that we both are only giving this kind of advice because you said this is the love of your life and you've been dating for a long time.
If this was a boyfriend of a year or something, I'd say get the fuck out.
Get out. Like, I very much think that, like, this behavior is unacceptable in a way that, like, if it wasn't worth it, and it sounds like you think he is, I would say, you know, cut loose, because that's fucking crazy.
It's a red flag for
sure. It's a red flag for sure. But just get to the root of it. Just work through this issue. Maybe head to the, we can be your couple's counselors.
Totally.
And that's what we're telling you to do.
Maybe
get
we should
to
have him on the show and try to convert him.
And see what his problem is. Like, I would love to ask, like, a million questions.
Yeah,
like, just dig through his
problem?
Brain. Like, what's your problem with our girl? Anyway.
Yeah.
Hang in there. He'll be okay.
There.
Let us know. Follow up.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you want to jump into DMs?
Yes.
We got a bunch of good ones. Hi, Kelly and Gia. I love Taylor Watch, and I think you are both queens. I wanted to ask, what Taylor lyric tattoos would you consider getting if you don't have anything already? Her lyric catalog makes it literally impossible to decide. LOL, love you, bye.
I love that. I already have one in mind.
Okay, you go first.
That I've been thinking about for a long time, still thinking about it. The problem is I love so many of Taylor Swift's lyrics, and I'm like, what would be good, you know, whatever. But of course, mine comes from The Lakes, and it's I want auroras and sad prose. I want to watch wisteria grow. Right. I love those lyrics that line. So much. Yeah. And if I were to get them, get that kind of tattoo, I've tried to think about like places it would be. It would be in a either red font. I don't like black ink so much on me because I'm so pale that it is very stark and kind of looks gross. I have a couple tattoos. The one I have on my wrist, Vibs did on a Lowering the Bar episode, and it's light blue, which I do like because it kind of just it blends in with like my veins, which is cool. But my other tattoos are not. I have a black one on my foot that I hate because it's black, and I wish that I didn't get it that color, and I might get it removed. Like that's how much hate it. Okay. Yeah, just because it's so dark and it looks crazy up against my skin. But that would be my tattoo. Okay. And I would maybe put it on the inside of my arm or
I remember you said
or I don't know
that you were interested in doing something like that. I so actually there's this girl on TikTok. Her name, I think her name on TikTok is ArtKFG.
Ooh.
And I commented once and I was like, can you please make some tattoos based off folklore? She made so many cool ones. And she made like this sailboat that was like sinking kind of like earlier it was on fire. And your battleships will sink beneath the waves.
Right.
And I'm very highly considering getting that.
Chills.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and it was so cute. And she also made this, she also had this one that was like a film camera. And it had like a heart or something. And it, I forget. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. But definitely My Tears Ricochet is like my next like thought or my next like tattoo that I really, really want to get. Yeah, I do have cherry disco balls.
Yes.
Which is
those.
A mix between cherry and Mirrorball.
Love it.
Cherry is my favorite Harry Styles song. Mm-hmm. And Mirrorball is one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs. But yeah.
I love that.
Let me see if I can find. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here we go. So this is the My Tears Ricochet one.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Beautiful.
I feel like this is a good one for you.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. A little wine.
A wine bottle. Oh, yeah, this is Exile. I think I've seen this film
before. I love that too.
Yeah.
I love that too.
Yeah, so
wow,
this
cute.
One's cool too. Mad Woman.
Love
it's
that.
A scorpion.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, so
wow.
She's super.
People
oh, wait,
are
let me
so
see
talented.
If I can find, if that's
yeah, what's her,
right
what's her
username?
Name?
Yeah, ArtKFG. She's super
obsessed.
Talented. She makes a bunch of tattoos based off different
people
albums and
so
stuff.
People are so talented.
Yeah.
I love that.
But
I love that so much.
So your battleships will sink beneath the waves. I also like
obsessed.
If I'm dead to you, then why are you at
why
the wake?
Why are you at the wake?
But
I love that line too.
I have like my ghosts, but like, I don't know, getting something like about death or something tattooed on
it's
me
a little
is kind of,
yeah. I think about that all the time too, because those kind of lyrics mean the most to me for sure. But it does raise questions when people are like, why, you know, why you have so much death? You know, why are you obsessed with death?
Yeah.
People get weird about that. When we used to do Because We Got High, we did an episode that had to do with death. And for some reason, we like always, like death always worked its way into the conversation. We had very like dark humor conversations
that
show,
yeah.
which I love. That's my favorite. Dark humor is like my favorite type of humor. And people would get really weird about it. They'd be like, can you guys stop talking about death? Like, I think people are really paranoid about death.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is scary.
It's definitely scary. I'm just a little obsessed with it, I think. I like to talk about, well, because it feels like something that I don't want to be surprised by.
Ooh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to learn all about it, so I'm not.
So you know
I'm,
what's coming?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
but at the same
just
time,
like,
I feel like you can learn everything, but you still don't know.
You still don't know, for sure.
Because it's like they're
but
dead.
But it's still like, once if you die, it's like, whoops.
Right. It's crazy. I don't like death.
It's here. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People get weird about it. People definitely get weird. But anyway, so there are so many good lyrics for tattoos.
Yeah, so many good.
So it's
but
tough.
Folklore is definitely...
Folklore, yeah.
Like, I feel like the easiest to manipulate into something
definitely.
That can be like
well,
an sure, imagery.
It's, lyrically, it's the best,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
I mean, we could say that.
Yeah, or Evermore.
Or Evermore, yeah. Well, you know, they're sisters. Hold on, let me text Caroline real quick.
Okay. Hey there, Gia and Kelly. So out of the 10 albums we've been gifted, Folklore and Reputation are my top two in that order. But in Evermore, I believe she has the greatest song of her career, which is Cowboy Like Me. The sound, the ballad, Marcus Mumford's voice in the background, and the lyrics are just beautifully shattering. Justin Vernon's electric guitar as well, just touches my soul.
Mm.
What song for you guys hits you in that way, just shakes you to the core? I love Cowboy Like Me.
Yes.
It is definitely... if not her most underrated song. because it's so fucking good. The imagery of that song is so beautiful. Yes. And I'm just obsessed with Marcus Mumford. And mm-hmm. I really was thought that Marcus Mumford was going to bring out Taylor Swift in Martha's Vineyard when he she didn't come out, obviously, but yeah, I Cowboy Like Me, but for me, I think it's My Tears Ricochet. I just can never shut up about that song.
It's really like your hits you in your feels kind of song. I have a hard time with this. Well, okay, first, Cowboy Like Me, yes, so good. And that was a song that, like, when I first heard it, it's got that country vibe to it, and I'm so removed from country music.
When I first heard it, I was like, I don't like this song.
I didn't really like it either. Which is crazy. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm just, that's not what I was, it wasn't what I was looking for at the time. Obviously, now that time has passed, and I've listened to the album in its entirety so many times, like, it is a beautiful song. And it does make you feel something. I think that you just have to be, or I do at least, have to be in the right mood for it. And when you are in the right mood for it, it's fabulous. And so so it definitely deserves the attention that it gets. As far as songs that hit me in my feels, there are so many, like, Cardigan sometimes gets me going. Ooh.
You know what?
I knew
The bridge of Cardigan is so fucking good.
I knew you. Wait, the one that I like is
leaving like a father,
running like water.
And when you are young, they assume you know nothing.
That part, you linger like a tattoo kiss. But specifically the heartbeat on the high line, once in 20 lifetimes.
I love that part. Chasing shadows in the grocery line.
Look
at my arms.
No, literally, Gia. The heartbeat on the high line is so close to me. I'm going to literally start crying. I have to stop. Heartbeat on the High Line.
Don't cry, please, because I'm going to start crying.
Because I used to live by the High Line. Because you live on the High Line, too.
I know, Kelly. I get it.
So we have that. We have that, like.
I used to walk on the High Line with my ex-boyfriend all the time.
No, I used to walk. Gia, you're going to die when I don't even know if I can confess this. I used to walk on the High Line alone. When it rained, like, if it was raining, I'd be like, oh, fuck yes. Because the only time that nobody would go on the High Line is when it was raining. And I used to, like, get myself together. Like, I put, like, my boots on and, like, get my little umbrella, put my headphones in and, like, listen as I walked on the High Line alone. Mm. Like, and it was dark and desolate. Yeah. And, like, nobody was around. And I would just, like, feel bad for myself. Like, it was just it was just like a wow. Here I am, like, walking alone in the rain on the High Line.
In New York City. All by myself.
And I know Cardigan is, like, sort of a love song, but not really, like, but for some reason.
But it
reason,
is, like, love lost. Yes. And then, like, you know, you kind of, like, I knew you'd come back.
When I heard that, that, like, part of that song, I was like, oh, my fucking God. Yeah. Like, I can't believe this is touching me the way that it is.
Yeah.
Cardigan. And then The Lakes, obviously. I don't belong in my beloved, neither do you. When that line comes up in that song, I can barely sing it out loud because it also will make me cry. So a lot of songs made me cry, though.
Yeah. Also, I will say, shout out to the song Happiness. Also, such an underrated fucking Taylor Swift song. Does not get enough love.
Mm-hmm.
It is the saddest song in the world. It's like, now my eyes leak acid rain on the pillow where you used to lay your head.
It's just...
After
it's
giving
sweet.
You the best I have, tell me what to give after that. All you want from me now is the green light of forgiveness. It's so sad.
Should we just sing until we cry?
It's so, so good.
Like, where all the poets went to die. I don't belong. And my beloved, neither do you.
Yeah. So those, like, those just really... Like, Happiness, just, you think it would be a happy song? No, it's so good.
No, it's, you're right.
It's like,
I'm having a hard time with Happiness. I'm trying to sing Happiness with you. I can't find the tune in my head.
It's, there was happiness after me.
There it is. Thank you.
Happiness because of me. I haven't met the new me yet.
Both of these things can be true.
From the dress I wore at midnight, leave it all behind.
Yeah,
so good. I can't go away by making you a villain. I guess it's the price I pay for 7 years in heaven. And I pulled your body into mine every goddamn night. Now I get fake niceties.
Oh my God.
No one teaches niceties. You what to do when a good man hurts you. And you know you hurt him too.
Stop. It's too good.
It hurts my soul.
The other part of happiness after you, happiness because of you. In my blood, I'm real so creative. There's a part in that. Something on that midnight, leave it all behind.
Yeah, from the dress I wore at midnight.
Dress I wore at midnight, yeah. Leave it all behind. Okay, that's what
dappled
the lyrics are
in
like
the
for.
Flickers of light. Mm-hmm. That's so
beautiful.
So
what a beautiful song.
Yeah,
beautiful song. So many songs.
So
really,
many.
Really touched
yeah.
my soul. And those are only from obviously like
and
our,
then
obvi- our more
never
recent
grow
favorite
up
albums.
Too.
Never Grow Up.
I can't listen to that. I can't.
Another one I have a hard time listening to is Forever and Always.
Oh.
I have a hard time listening to that.
I like the piano version makes me sad.
Of course. Yeah, of course. And then, you know, we're talking about Lover soon, but Soon You'll Get Better. I can't listen to it.
Oh, I haven't.
Can't listen to it.
Yeah.
It's too painful.
Too sad.
It makes me think of my mom. I can't. Ugh. Like, it's, I can't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's not a question. I just really, really appreciated this girl's point of view.
Ooh.
Hi, ladies. So my opinion on Taylor and Travis is this. Taylor has this undeniable ability to relate to her fans. For a long time, I almost felt that whatever I was experiencing, she was too. She can perfectly put into lyrics what it means to be the friend who feels she is watching everyone around her move into new chapters in their lives while you aren't moving, or the heartbreak from the person you truly believed was supposed to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
She's the friend, sister that helps us through the emotions. I don't have a big sister, but she's mine. I can literally picture my own experiences depending on the songs of hers I listen to. When I watch her and Travis together, I feel that not only is my sister falling in love, but that waiting for your person can result in a beautiful love story. I've been told my entire life that I love too big, that I care too much, and that my emotions are too big. But I'm literally crying.
Stopping.
But watching Travis say, "Thank you for coming, baby. You're the absolute best." Seeing someone who appreciates who she is incredibly emotional. He loves the person she is, and I hope one day someone will love me exactly for the person I am, even if sometimes I'm too much.
Are we okay?
No, I'm not.
Oh my God.
I know.
Spot on, girlfriend. Like,
so, like it's
just,
so
true,
it's really
though.
A beautiful thing. Yeah, like.
And that is why, I mean, that's why we love her. That's
totally.
Why we love her, because she feels like that. Her description of big sister
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah, like, I don't have a sister.
Yeah.
And I'm the oldest, so it is something, it's like someone to look up to. Like,
totally.
It's weird to say. Or I feel weird sometimes being like, oh, she's like my role model because she's only a year older than me. So it feels kind of weird. Mm. Like, I don't know. But why is that weird? It's not. But big sister, like that kind of vibe is very much what it is. And
totally.
I think that definitely lends itself to why we feel so strongly about like her happiness.
Yeah.
And we want her to feel good and we want all these great things to happen to her and her to be appreciated because we know so much about how she wants those things mm-hmm. so badly and we relate.
Yeah.
And so to see her get these things and have happiness and have those happy moments,
yeah.
you know, however long it lasts, however long, whatever.
Yeah.
To see her being happy feels like a win for us too because
yeah.
we're you know, we're all on the same team, it feels.
Yeah. I really related when she said, like, I've been told my entire life I love too big, I care too
yes.
much, my emotions are too much. Like, I want someone to love me even sometimes I am too much. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like Taylor Swift, like, validates that feeling of, like, being, that you feel like you're being dramatic or you feel like you're being a burden or you feel like your emotions are too much to share or to feel.
Yes.
And she just reminds us always that, like, no matter the smallest thing, if it's important to you, it's important to you. And sing about it, talk about it, whatever, release it, like, talk to your friends about it. And
a billion
yeah,
percent.
She just, it just was very validating. And I love that. That's the main reason why I love Taylor Swift so much.
Completely.
Yeah.
And I know that we've kind of gone over this whole thing, this whole theme, like, a few times. And I think, like, you know, over time, not, like, today.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like, it does feel nice, too, that other people feel that way, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
we talk about it. And then, you know, this girl writes in about it. We're all on the same page in terms of how we feel and why we're so passionate about what this woman does for us.
Yeah.
And it's just really, she gives us so much.
She gives us so, so much,
and she makes us feel not alone. And it's a really, it's exciting.
Yeah,
it's just exciting, and it's comforting. Comforting,
yeah.
I think, is another important thing to point out. Like, it's, I am comforted by Taylor Swift.
Yes, totally.
And I feel seen.
Yes,
because she has put into words things that I necessarily maybe couldn't have,
totally.
And other people agree with it, and other people see it, and I know, like, when people say, like, oh, Taylor Swift fans, like, if I know you're a Taylor Swift fan, I know that, like, at least on some level, we see, like, each other eye to eye. Like, maybe not on everything, but certainly on things that are, like, important, like, emotionally.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Which is so important.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
I know.
That
so sweet.
Beautiful.
Thank you for sending that.
Who sent that?
She didn't say her name, but.
Oh, well, thank you for that beautiful thing that brought us
both
to tears.
Okay. We have a bunch, but I feel like maybe we should just do one more.
Let's do one more.
Yeah.
We'll save some, and then let's do our lover draft.
Yeah. Okay. My first question is, what are your thoughts on the re-records? I asked because the first two re-records, Fearless and Red, were really good. The sound of the old songs and the new ones. It's not really, it doesn't really make sense. I'll just read it, but it doesn't really make sense. I'll reread it.
Yeah.
My first question is, what are your thoughts on the re-records? I asked because the first two re-records, Fearless and Red, were really good. The sound of the old songs and new ones, and the right behind it, and the lyrics. Like, I don't care what that means. Anyways, however, I feel like the last two records have been lackluster. What are your thoughts? And also, I don't really understand the hype of Rep TV. Can you explain it? Because I don't know. I don't understand. It's a good album, but it was a good album, but I feel like it was too in your face, to sort of speak.
Okay. First, as far as the... No, I'll start with Reputation, because that made me like...
I know.
So I don't know if you saw me short circuit in real time. People are excited about Reputation because of what it represented at the time that it came out.
Yeah.
And for, again, those who weren't fans at the time or weren't paying attention at the time... Reputation coming out was a complete shift in personality,
perception, sound.
Like, it was a complete departure from her usual stuff, and it was a very much like all right, I'm dropping the I'm nice, I'm this, I'm that. People don't want to see that. They want to paint me as a bad guy, so here's the motherfucking bad guy.
Yeah.
And then she came out with all these songs. And then, of course, over time has become vindicated for everything that she was, like, accused of or talked shit about or whatever. Like, and so we all know that she was treated unfairly. So we now are excited for Reputation TV to drop present day, because we now get the chance to celebrate it in the way that it should have been celebrated when it first came
out. Right, totally.
I think is the thing.
I also feel like it's like one of her most like controversial albums, maybe, or like her only controversial album, because like it is a complete new sound. It went from 1989 to Reputation, which is two complete different albums,
so
in my opinion.
Yeah.
So like to have it be re-recorded is kind of like another like fuck you to everyone.
Totally.
Like, remember this album, like, this is badass, and like, I'm still that person, and you know, like, don't fuck with me, kind of.
Don't and it's hilarious how things line up, because now more than ever do we need another hey, just a reminder, don't fuck with me kind of album. So I think that's why people are most excited.
Yeah. And also to say that 1989 TV's lackluster is
you're out of your mind,
kind of crazy.
I'm kind of, so people, if you feel so strongly about the sounds of the originals versus the sounds of the Taylor's versions, I think that you're nitpicking too hard. I think that the re-records sound great. I'm sure that, like, your diehard favorites that people have, you know, run into the ground and they memorize every breath on the album, sure, maybe it's not going to be exactly the same, and you're going to feel a little like, oh, bummer. I guarantee if you listen to the Taylor's version of whatever album she puts out and stop listening to the original, you won't even think about the original ever again.
Yeah.
You're just singing the song that you know and love and whatever. And with the not even an exception, but like the only one that gets a little controversial is like Better Than Revenge when she changes the lyrics a little bit, because, you know, back bullying isn't cool anymore or whatever. So or whatever, literally.
But still,
so wish she kept it. But like, what are you going to do? It's fine.
I do agree in a bit of a way with some of the albums.
You have a little different thoughts.
Like, Speak Now, I don't know. It just, it just doesn't hit the same mm-hmm. for me. It's unfortunate because I want to like Speak Now Taylor's version, but mm-hmm. like, I don't know. Again, it's with the certain songs that like are near and dear to my heart. So totally. I can tell the difference. But like the other day I was listening to Fearless Taylor's version mm-hmm. and I just hit shuffle and I was kind of like, wait, is this Taylor's version or is this like the,
exactly.
is this their OG version? And I mm-hmm. was like, oh, wait, I can't even really tell the difference.
And I think that's the case for most of them. Yeah. Like I said, it all depends on what you're like, exact favorites are and if you're gonna nitpick in that way, but I really feel like if you are so hung up on that and you'd rather like listen to the original over the re-record, like I don't, who fucking cares? Yeah. Like fine, if you're so like worried about it mm-hmm. do it, like we don't care.
Yeah,
but I think that people are a little too critical of it, but I agree on Speak Now only in the way that like some of the songs don't quite sound as angsty as they did mm-hmm. the first time around. I think that has to do a little bit with time and age. Just mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm not singing Dear John with all the heart behind it that I right. did 15 years ago, whatever right. the hell. So it's a little different in that way. But objectively speaking, like they sound the
right.
same. So,
right.
you know, if you want to nitpick, you want to nitpick. But
yeah,
I think it's a waste of time to yeah. like nitpick like that.
Yeah, I agree. And if you're listening to these songs on repeat and you're feeling mm-hmm. down bad and you miss the old versions or you think it's lackluster, you might want to go get some better help.
You might want to get some better help. You might need a little bit of better help.
If you're listening to Last Kiss and crying your eyes out and you miss that shaky breath and you're really going through it, yeah. listen, I get you. And BetterHelp is a good way to get those emotions out that you feel with the songs.
Absolutely.
So Taylor Watch is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Woo!
And a common misconception about relationships is that they have to be easy to be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in the work to make them great. Therapy can be a place to work through the challenges you face in all your relationships, whether friends, work, your significant other, or anyone.
I'm very excited about BetterHelp, new sponsor of the pod. We love it. Thank you to them. I think that generally speaking, everyone needs a little bit of therapy, okay?
Yeah.
Everyone needs to have a conversation, get some feelings off your chest. And I know I am so guilty of this that I've not gone to therapy. I've been to therapy like maybe 5 times in my life. Like, and it really was not, it didn't feel like it was for me because yeah. I wasn't sure about like who I was connecting with. My therapist maybe wasn't exactly who I wanted, whatever.
Yeah.
And with BetterHelp, you have the option to kind of pick and choose who you want to talk to.
Yeah.
If you have a therapist one day, you don't necessarily have to keep that same therapist. There's always someone available to speak with at any time. And I think that, you know, we're talking about seasonal depression at the beginning of this pod.
Yeah.
We're literally crying to lyrics on this pod.
Yeah.
Like, if you're down bad in a way that like you can't acknowledge, damn, I'm down bad and I might need some help, it is so fine, so encouraged, so important that you seek something out
yeah.
like BetterHelp.
Yeah. Doing BetterHelp like after a breakup helped me so much.
Oh, yeah.
Literally,
are you
kidding? Like mm-hmm. you learn about yourself, how you are as a partner. You learn mm-hmm. how to like what to avoid, how to set boundaries. It's just great. And like you don't need to experience like the most major trauma or have a huge traumatic mm-hmm. life event happened to your life to benefit from therapy. Like it feels nice to talk it out.
It does. You know who needs, you know who might, we might want to pass along the BetterHelp code to is our girl's
boyfriend.
He might need to get a little BetterHelp so we can get to the root of his Taylor
totally.
problem.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, just mm-hmm. like Kelly said.
Yep.
So become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/TaylorWatch today and get 10% off your first month. That's better. BetterHelp.com/TaylorWatch And you can get 10% off your first month. Very exciting.
Fabulous. Oh, 10% off too. Yeah, take advantage of this, especially Valentine's Day. Maybe you had a Valentine, you had a great night last night, or maybe you cried yourself to sleep.
Yeah.
Both things, you know, maybe you want to talk to somebody the next
totally.
Day. And BetterHelp is here for you.
Okay.
All right.
Lover.
We have reached
lover.
The Can I go?
Where you go.
I love this album. So glad that we're doing it. It has been a while since we've done a little album draft.
Yeah, totally.
We're trying to space them out because, you know, there's only 10.
Yeah.
And we've done a good amount so far, but we still have a few in the barrel. And we felt, or Gia so smartly felt, why not do it Valentine's week?
Yeah, I felt like it was perfect timing.
We're wearing our hearts today. We're in the mood. We're
exactly.
crying. And we're having a good time. So do we know who...
Coin flip?
Who? Coin flip, yeah.
Yeah, let's do a feel like that's the easiest.
Let's do a little coin flip. See how we
okay.
feel.
Call it.
I'm going to go tails.
Heads.
Fuck. Okay.
And you know all what right. I'm taking first.
I'm afraid.
Death by a
no!
thousand cuts.
No! 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 That was my number
yeah,
one,
I
you
knew.
Bitch.
I know.
Oh,
it's mine,
God.
Too.
But what an amazing song. When this
I'll
album...
I'll never... ever forget hearing that song for the first time. Like, I, well, first off, you probably know this, but she wrote that song after watching Someone New
yes,
on Netflix.
Yes, which is such
love
a good movie.
That movie,
such
beyond
movie.
Words. I think me and my college roommates might have watched that movie like once every like 3 months.
Easily.
We were obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. My heart, my hips, my body, my love. Trying to find a part of me that you didn't touch. Gave up on me like I was a bad drug. Now I'm searching for signs in a haunted club.
Our songs, our fears, you films,
united
we
stand. Our country, guess it was a lawless land. Quiet my fears with the touch of your hand. Paper cut stings on my paper thin plans.
My time, my wine, my spirit, my trust.
Trying to find a part of me you didn't take up.
Giving so much, but it wasn't enough. And I'll be all right, it's just a thousand.
Cuts. Oh,
have
my
to. Have
God.
To do it every time.
Yeah.
So fucking good. Jealous
so
as fuck.
Good.
You're probably going to win now, but just with that one choice. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Great, great choice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to then go. Damn, this is so hard. I'll go Cornelia Street.
Okay.
Gotta
nice.
Go Cornelia Street. Fabulous song. I obviously have been down to Cornelia Street. A friend of mine used to live right around there, so we took a little walk there once, and it was super fun. And great lyrics, great vibes. Took a cab on Cornelia Street. I said casually at the bar.
I said casually in the car.
In the car.
Yeah.
Sit casually at the bar, say casually in the car. Both are our lyrics, I think. But that's, I asked the traffic lights if it'll be all right, and
yeah.
they say, I don't know. I just got chills because I have a very vivid memory and I still do this. One time coming home from, I don't know what, I was like fighting with my boyfriend or like something was going on where I was in the car and I was driving home and we hit every green light on the way home.
Oh.
And I remember like looking at them and like watching them change as we were driving and thinking like, oh, this is kind of crazy. Like, it's weird. Like, we caught the timing right. You
right.
know, has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you like count how many. It's like, oh my God, we hit like, I think we hit like 70 in a row. Like something so insane. And every time I hear, I ask the traffic lights if it'll be all right, they say, I don't know. I think about that moment because I was so like in my head in that moment, but I was like kind of distracted by the traffic lights and they were kind of like keeping me grounded in that moment. And so I always like weirdly am thinking about it. And now from my bed, like literally as I'm laying in my bed, I can see out my window up Broadway.
Oh.
And I can see traffic lights. Like I can see all the way up, like, I don't know, 20 blocks.
Right.
Something crazy. I just have a really good view to see up the road. And I will sit there, and if I wake up early in the morning, I can watch the traffic lights like all turn red and then all turn green, like one right after another.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of Cornelia Street every time.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. I like the little tidbit.
Yeah, just thought I'd share.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and with that, see, this is where it gets hard because like, okay, I'm going to go Afterglow.
That's a really good one.
I blew things out of proportion, now you're blue. Because I just relate to that song a lot. Put you in jail for something you didn't do. Yeah.
Put your hands behind your back.
Oh.
Fabulous. All right, I'm going to go. No.
Fighting with true love. It's like boxing with no gloves.
Love it. I'm going to go Lover.
Cute.
I love that song. That's another one, too, that can make me cry if I try hard enough.
Yeah, I just, I've never felt that way about anyone I don't like.
well, no, it's not even that. I think it's, because neither have I really. I think, well, no, that's a lie. In my life, I have not.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe. And so, though. It's hard. It's,
yeah.
The song Lover, to think about someone with
the
song Lover is like really intense. However, the idea of loving someone that much is what makes me like, oh my God.
Yes. You know, yeah, that's so how I feel about You Are in Love.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very much. Same thing. Okay.
Okay. So then I'm going to go Cruel Summer.
Good one. Good one. I'm going to go False God.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I was thinking Cruel Summer, False God. I went Cruel Summer.
Had to grab it. Cruel Summer's a good one, though.
So then I'll do The Archer.
Oh, good one. Good one, good one. I'm not disappointed. I'm going to go The Man.
Ooh.
I want The Man.
Okay, that one's pretty low on my list.
That one is
unfortunately not very feminist of me.
No,
but
I put that on my way to work sometimes. Like if I need like a boost, I'll be like,
I like that.
I'm gonna walk into this office full of boys and like get pissed off on the way there. They're like,
I like
know,
that.
This is dumb.
I'm gonna do I Think He Knows.
Good one. Love that for you. I'm gonna go I Forgot That You Existed.
Love.
I love that song.
Nothing was
and
funnier.
I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't.
Putting that song on in the car, like, for the first time listening to Lover, and that's the first song, and I was just like, this bitch, like, such a good, like, it's indifference.
It's indifference.
I love listening to that song when I'm feeling, like,
fantastic.
Petty.
Fantastic. No, totally. It was so nice, so peaceful and quiet. Like, it's just, like, it's amazing. And is there anything better than, like, when you get to the point that you've forgotten someone exists, like it's the best feeling.
Yeah.
It's the best
feeling. Literally has, I love it. Yeah. So I'm going to do Daylight.
Fuck. Oh, no. All right. That was my next as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
I have a question about Daylight. When she has that like voicemail part at the end, like what is she? I know she's like, I want to be defined by the things that I'm not afraid of. Like, what does she say at the end? She's like, by the things I've none of it. She like doesn't. I can't understand what she says.
I don't really know because I don't know if I've.
I don't think it says voice like the voicemail at the end. You know what I'm talking about though?
Not off the top of my head.
Oh, she says, I want to be defined by the things that I love. Not the things that I hate, not the things I'm afraid of. Oh, so she just repeats I'm afraid of twice. So she says, I want to be defined by the things that I love, not the things that I hate, not the things that I'm afraid of, or the things that haunt me in the middle of the night. I just think you are what you love.
Got it. That's really cute. Yeah. Really sweet. I don't know why I don't know that really. Maybe it does not play automatically. That feels
weird. Does at the end. Yeah.
Weird. Okay. I'm going to go... It's nice to have a friend.
Fuck you.
I needed something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still steaming about Death by a Thousand Cuts. Like, I can't even express.
That's like a... She hasn't done that song as the surprise song, has she?
No, she hasn't. I kind of hope she will soon.
Because it's...
School bell
It's a little bit of a forgettable song, I think, if you're not a diehard Taylor Swift fan. But to me, it's like kind of a super underrated... Like
love song,
yeah.
It's extremely
paints a very sweet story.
Paints a great picture. I wonder if Dave likes that song.
And it's like kind of like a creepy
his
vibe.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's that.
Oh, I love that.
It's very Big Little Lies vibe,
yes,
almost.
Totally. Yeah.
Great song.
So then I'm gonna take. Oh, God, I really don't like any of these.
I know
songs.
The ones that are left are.
Yeah.
Are
I guess
tough.
I'll do. Miss Americana.
Okay. That's a good one. Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince. Okay. The thing with that I am hung up on sometimes with that song is that everyone thinks that she starts the Eras Tour with Cruel Summer, but she starts with
Miss Americana.
Miss Americana
and
the Heartbreak Prince. Yeah. So why even she says like I opened the concert with Cruel Summer or whatever, but she doesn't really.
Yeah,
I guess it's kind
maybe
of a mashup.
It's like it's only plays for like 10 seconds.
I love that. It's you and me.
Yeah, I love that.
Nothing like this. Like that whole like the it's a great like get your fists in the air
totally.
Kind of song. I like the song. I like the song.
Yeah, I like that song too. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Paper Rings.
Ooh.
Doesn't Madeline love that song?
Yes, she does.
Aw. Shout out Madeline.
Shout out Madeline.
Missy girl.
I like shiny things, but I'd marry you with paper rings. Uh-huh. See, I honestly, like, this is going to sound so bad, but, like, I can't relate to that song at all because it's like, I'm sorry, but, like, give me that ring.
No, it's so true. Like, there's never a time where I've been like, let's just, nothing matters as long as I'm with you. It's like, well, I would like something shiny.
I would like a rock. So please get no
paper.
I
love jewelry, yeah. So yeah, yeah, unfortunately yeah. for you, paper yeah. rings doesn't really apply to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. okay, so I'll do You Need to Calm Down.
Good one. Good one. Wow. The ones that are left are hilarious. Yeah. All right, so what we have left so far is Soon You'll Get Better, yeah. Me, and the cursed London boy.
Yeah. Bleep boy.
Bleep boy. Yeah. Damn, this is hard. So, okay, I'll break down each one, my thoughts behind each one.
Okay.
Soon You'll Get Better is a beautiful song,
yeah.
but it is impossible to listen to because it is the saddest song in the world.
Yeah.
It's about Taylor's mom going through cancer
yep.
treatments, and it is just like a really heartbreaking song.
Yeah.
So I have a really hard time listening to it, even though it is beautiful. I might pick it because it is a beautiful song, but... I also really don't think that Me gets enough love. I think that it's so like cheesy and cute and killer. I know everyone hates it, but I think it's like fun and silly. And like, I love how excited she was about it. And like, I don't know. I think I'm going to throw it a bone and I'm going to go Me. I'm picking Me.
Okay. I get that choice. Like, I get that choice.
I just
think
that it gets so much hate and it's just it's fun and silly. And it's like, who cares? So I'll take that.
Oh God, I got the pick of the litter here.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you can make that choice.
I'm sorry. Fuck Joe Alwyn. I'll take Soon You'll Get Better.
That's fine. Because you know what? I'll take London Boy because I can't act like a hypocrite. I loved that song until
I know so did I.
Until
but,
it all went down, and I still like it, and I love the Idris Elba in the beginning. The take ride around London on my scooter.
Yeah,
love it. Cute. I like all the shout outs to the places in London, especially now that I've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, the whole time all I was thinking like take me back to Highgate
and
the
love his best mates. And
so I guess all the rumors are true. The like cute Shoreditch in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like all
he
the
likes my American
it's just cute. Like
cute
stuff. We can forget about Joe being the source of that song.
Yeah, maybe we could just say it's about Idris Elba.
Yeah, it's just about it's just about him. It's just about him. All right,
Where are we at? I have Death by a Thousand Cuts, Afterglow, Cruel Summer, The Archer, I Think He Knows, Daylight, Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, You Need to Calm Down, and Soon You'll Get Better. And you have Cornelia Street,
have
Lover,
good...
False God, The Man, I Forgot You Existed, It's Nice to Have a Friend, Paper Rings, Me, London Boy.
Cute.
They're gonna love yours
more. Yeah. Well, you have Cruel Summer and Death by a Thousand Cuts. You have the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
However,
I know, but people love Cornelia Street.
They do love Cornelia Street. That's
and
facts.
Lover too.
They do love Lover as well. I'm curious to see how this will end up. I have a feeling people will like yours, but because I took some of the, you know, I took me is gonna dock me some points. But as long as people
honestly,
listen to the draft.
People have, they fucking stick up for me. They're like, oh
they
my
do.
God, Me acoustic would be crazy. Like, I want to hear Me on the piano.
I do want to hear Me on the piano.
Surprise song.
I'm the only one of me.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that there's a level
Baby,
to it that's cute. Like,
I'll literally never forget hearing that song for the first time. It came out the night that Avengers Endgame.
No, it's so tough. It was
also
tough.
Came out. And I was crying so hard after Tony Stark died. Mm-hmm. Went into my car, pressed play, and I started crying harder because I was like, Taylor Swift's making terrible music. and then the Lover album came out and I was proved wrong, but it
Damn,
was a scary
of course,
moment
of course we're
it
always proved
moment.
Wrong but it is tough when you think that you think that you're gonna have to bail
queen,
on your favorite artist for a second. R.I.P. my dog Tony Stark. My favorite ever. Well, all right, wow, what an episode, what a day.
Yeah.
What a time.
Happy Valentine's Day,
everyone. Hope your Valentine's was okay last night, and if it wasn't, just, you know, Get yourself a little bit of better help and listen to Lover. Think about it.
Think
Sometimes
about the
cry
future
works
because
as well.
You'll find someone.
You'll find someone. There's someone for everybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't
and
matter.
Also, Valentine's Day isn't about love with a significant other. It's about love with your friends,
your
family,
everybody.
Anyone. Yeah.
And it can be any time.
Your dog, your cat.
Anyone can be your Valentine.
Your guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
Yeah.
Do people have guinea pigs still?
I don't think so. It's a young kid thing.
That's like a kid
I had
pet.
A guinea pig named Silky.
Oh, so cute. I had rabbits, two bunnies, Sugar and Licorice. They were black and white.
Did they run around your house?
Yes. In my one room, my parents let me like put a gate up like
for
babies.
I was always really
jealous
of
around.
My friends that had bunnies.
I only had them for a short time. And then my dad, quote unquote, took them to the farm. Not sure what that's about. And then they were gone. They were a lot of work.
And
I was doing the work all the time, but they were short lived.
Took them to the farm?
Yeah. I don't
Hopefully
know what that
not
means.
The farm in heaven.
Who knows what that means? But all I know And probably back to like where that, wherever they got them from, which is fucked up, obviously. But yeah, I miss sugar and licorice all the time. You guys can blame my parents for ripping them out of my arms.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Nobody ever wanted me to have pets. Anyway, so
we have Monday off.
Yes.
So I don't. Do you think we'll record or? I guess it depends on what, if there's something to talk
about. We'll see what's going on. We got the Australia shows happening.
Yeah.
Maybe we will put an episode out on Tuesday. It might be a little bit late, regardless, because if we record Tuesday, then it will just be a little bit later than usual. And that gives us an extra day of stuff to find out about Taylor.
Yes.
So we will see you guys next week. Again, remember, if you want to, poor Caroline. If you want to call in and leave a voicemail or send us a text on our number, it's 347-450-0723. That's the phone number. You can either call us, leave us a voicemail, or text us for to be included in next week's Thursday episode, where we chit chat with our other Taylor Watch besties. And just tune in every Tuesday and Thursday and subscribe.
Yes.
Help us keep the lights on. And that's it.
We love you guys.
Love you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.